Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Impacting you.
Well, hello, listeners. Welcome back to Impacting You here on Blog Talk Radio. Today's episode is a continuation of the awesomely unique and encouraging Feel Better Challenge as created by our returning and long-term guest. Always a pleasure to have Ms. Paula Potts back in the studio with us here for the fourth episode of the Feel Better Challenge, where we will focus on listening to the heart. Ms. Paula, welcome back.
Thank you, Alexis. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessings and welcome to our listeners. Thank you for joining the Feel Better Challenge. I feel better already.
Yes.
This episode, yes, right? Just thinking about this makes me feel better. This episode is just in time for the season of love, which is how I view Easter, where we celebrate as Christians the transforming love of Jesus the Christ and the great teaching of the Holy Bible. Love God, commandment number one, right? Love your neighbor. And I say love yourself. That's why we're listening to the heart, because we surely need more love in 2016. Love is the answer.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. More love. This is a great season to think about that. The love of God is, leaves me speechless. But I am so glad that we are here together, reconvened here in this resurrection season. It's an awesome time to be united with like-minded individuals. And on that note, Paula, we have a special guest here with us in the studio who is going to help us understand and discuss the power of the heart and the listening to our hearts as a method to improve our life, certainly as individuals. But, you know, here on Impacting You, Blog Talk Radio, we are very focused on the community benefit. So as we, you know, encourage ourselves, we aim to encourage others and be a part of, you know, forward movement. So, Paula, would you welcome and introduce our guest?
Yes, I'm so excited. It is my sincere pleasure to introduce to my new friend and colleague, Ellen Webster Sinikowski. Now, that's a name, right? That's a powerful name for a very powerful person that I met a year ago in a class in the connection practice. So Ellen is a craniosacral therapist and a heart math coach. She also coaches and teaches the connection practice, which she's going to share with us today. And it is a skill set and a self-empowerment workshop that teaches empathy, insight, and heart-brain coherence. Heart-brain coherence. Love the language of this. As gateways to more peace. Yes, right? The heart and the brain together, working together. That's what that means, right? As gateways to more peaceful and productive living. As I said, I met Ellen in class. I was seeking some CEUs to support my professional credentials, and I found a marvelous resource that in Ellen and in the practice that has enhanced my decision-making process in monumental ways. Listeners, oh, I'm so excited to share this with you. I've used this tool for over a year now, ever since Ellen shared it with me. And so I'm delighted to introduce to the listeners, my new colleague and a friend of the Feel Better Challenge, right? And, of course, there's breathing involved, listeners, so we're going to get some breathing in. But in the meantime, Ellen, please tell our listeners, what inspired you to become a teacher and a coach, connection practice? Tell us your story.
Oh, thank you, Paula. It's great to be here with you, too, and to meet Alexis. So I have a child who had a lot of special needs, and I was spending a lot of time with his medical needs and his education. I was living in California at the time and was actually driving him between an hour and an hour and a half each way to school each day.
Oh, my. Wow,
so,
that's a lot.
Yes, it is. And one spring, I decided that I needed to find something to expand myself, continue to learn in a way. And I drove by a sign that said, Be Peace, which is the name for the connection practice when we use it in the spiritual community. Well, I thought this was a class about world peace, and I thought, that's way outside myself. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this class and learn about world peace.
I love it. I love it.
Because that meant I wouldn't have to look at what wasn't peaceful inside me. I could just go help all the people of the world in doing some small act that I thought I would get out of this class. But what I discovered in this class was much more difficult than I imagined world peace could be, because it was really looking at the internal struggles. And the motto that this class has comes from a poem that was written in Costa Rica. And the motto is, before directing the lightning in the sky, we must first harness the storms in our own hearts.
Wow.
I've been doing that.
Say that again for us, please.
Yeah.
Ellen? Would you say that again for us, please? I think that was very poignant.
Before directing the lightning in the sky, we must first harness the storms in our own hearts.
That is so very powerful. Thank you, Alexis, for having her repeat that. What a touching story with a compelling, very compelling love connection, seeking world peace, leading to finding this whole new way of being in the world for yourself and your family. You know, a mother's heart, listeners, is known to have unlimited power to heal and to respond in miraculous ways to the needs of our beloved children. I am sure all of the mothers who are listening to this broadcast can relate. And harnessing the storms in our hearts, I love that. It's certainly a worthwhile exercise for all of us, for Ellen, for Alexis, for me, for all of our listeners, as far as I'm concerned, for everybody in the world, especially in 2016. Regardless of where we are in the flow of our lives, age-wise, career-wise, health-wise, challenge-wise, we're all walking around with storms in our hearts. I don't think any human walking the earth is storm-free, truth be told. Actually, I believe we live in a world full of wounded, broken hearts at many levels. Many have become hard-hearted, and that's the challenge, right? Friends, you know, is to not become hard-hearted after going through so many challenges and hopeless and filled with anger and rage, which we see so much of. And, of course, the reason is we suffer so much pain and mistreatment and injustice and trauma and tragedy, and then we make bad choices. And this is where the connection practice can really help us to make better choices. Right, Ellen?
Yes, it can.
Yes, because we make bad choices that then lead to greater misfortune and misery for ourselves and for others, even those we claim to love. So many are in need of healing, love, and light, such as we are hoping to bring through this webinar series and through this episode on listening to the heart. So thank you, Ellen, for joining us today for this amazing body of work that we are going to share with the world.
Oh, it's a pleasure to share it. You originally asked me why I decided to teach it, and I'll say this in a sentence. I discovered that the reason I wasn't sharing it very much is because I felt timid and a little bit uncertain of myself. And then I did this work, and I realized that what was more important to me was to contribute to a more peaceful world And so I just had to say, well, I could just get over myself a little bit about being nervous about this and just go out and contribute this, because it does make a difference. It's empowering.
Yes. Yes. And I'm a witness to that. Thanks to you, Ellen Webster Sinikowski, I am a witness. The power of the connection practice. I did a little quick coherence right before we started. And I
so
got
did
some
I.
good insight. I got some really good insight. Okay.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, Paula, yeah. I am in doing my research, and Ellen, I think I may have mentioned this to you when we connected briefly, but when I Googled your name, Ellen, and the connection practice, what actually came up first to me was the blog that Paula wrote when she, you know, initially concluded the class that introduced the two of you. So, you know, I can see the impact as well. And Paula, you mentioned how some of our hard-heartedness can
yes.
lead to bad decision-making. You know,
yes.
or vice versa, bad decision-making can lead to, you know, some increased
Amen.
Hard-heartedness. Amen. Yes, indeed. And you know what? Where I go with that when I think, too, about the blog that you wrote is the addiction that we all have on various levels to technology and
yes.
the constant, I mean, you know, constant, if not constant flow, at least constant availability of news and information. You know, and then you have to qualify how accurate the news and information is. And unfortunately, as you mentioned, you know, it's a lot of it is not good. It really is
That's
not.
Right.
And we get, you know, get in air quotes, get. we get to see and feel this chaos around us. You know, not just what is coming out, what we can hear out of our windows at night on rare occasions, but, you know, we are able to see
yes.
some of this on a global scale. And, you know, from the perspective of community, it is it's a difficult time, you know, and
yes.
it's so good to have resources available. All thank you to Blog Talk Radio and our readily available archive. But activities like the Feel Better Challenge, and Feel Better Challenge being my favorite, is so timely, you know, given the state of our anxious hearts in these modern times. And so far, what have we talked about? We've talked about breathing, you know, as a core and integral method to relaxing our minds and bodies and building health from the inside out. So certainly that is priceless. And one of my favorite components of the Feel Better Challenge to date still. And then we moved into grounding our feet, our mind, and our body so that we can have that greater sense of connection to earth. And I really feel like the connection practice is, you know, not just in terminology, but in its focus, is a great tie-in to that feature that we did on grounding, in addition to today's for listening to the heart. What do we do after grounding, Paula? We moved to
visualizing. Yes.
That was last month, visualizing. That was nice. We went to the beach, Ellen, did you know? Our last broadcast on visualizing, Paula took us to the beach, and it was a real joy. So, listeners, if you have not heard the visualizing episode, which is the one that we broadcasted last month, or any of the others, I do encourage you to take the time to avail yourself to the benefits of the Feel Better Challenge, going back to when we started with breathing. Because certainly all of these are empowering, and they help us feel better in our daily lives. So, you know, here on Impacting Radio, Impacting You, we are happy to encourage that forward movement. So with this episode, we welcome in another critical concept, another wellness break, another tool, and that is, as we've said several times, listening to the heart. Love is the answer. Love lives here, as Paula says often. And now we get to the heart of the matter on what really makes us feel better. And I will say it loud and proud, love. Yes. Love.
Yes, you better sing that word.
I had to sing it. That was inspired by our awesome new intro music, but it is. It's speaking to my heart, and we are, 15 minutes into the broadcast, and I truly already feel better. So thank you both, ladies. And Paula. classes.
Thank you, Alexis. That was so well said. What a wonderful recap of the Feel Better Challenge so far. So you can go right on to the head of the class.
Thank you.
Go on to the head of the class. You've been an outstanding student, not to mention an amazing host for Impacting You, Blog Talk Radio, and the Feel Better Challenge. So now let's take a few moments to explore our topic a little further and talk about the art of listening and the amazing new science. We'll share some highlights about that, about the power of the heart. Then we can dig a little deeper into the alignment of the Feel Better Challenge and the connection practice, which is what brought all of this together for this episode of the webinar on listening to the heart. So, Ellen, as cranial sacral therapist, listening is the key to our success as practitioners. And listening is also an important part of the connection practice. So please share some of your insights and experiences as it relates to the art of listening in a therapeutic engagement, such as a cranial sacral session or a field connection practice classroom workshop.
Sure. I do both of these works because I think they're easily connected, and I might even say that they're the same. They're just different ways of getting to the same place. So in cranial sacral, yes, in cranial sacral, we're listening with our clients, and what we're doing is we're listening respectfully to what's going on in their bodies. We're hearing the words they say, but there's a strength in listening to them that kind of amplifies what they might be hearing themselves. And from that can come relaxation. And when we're in a place of relaxation, we can get some pretty profound insights that come in just from being in that state. And in the connection practice, we're actually taught the skills. These are very teachable skills to help clear the clutter that gets clogged in our heads. And when we clear some of that clutter out from around the stories that we tell ourselves, that our friends tell us, the feelings that we get caught in. Sometimes I think of feelings as being like a rodeo lasso above our head. We keep spinning these feelings above our head, but we don't really have something to do with them. So in the connection practice, we clear those, we listen to them, we give them their time, and then we're able to hear the wisdom that's coming from our heart. And that's very much what we're doing in cranial sacral too. In fact, I do a session with a client in cranial sacral. I more often than not will start with something from the connection practice. We either lay out cards that look like a deck of cards. You remember those? And I ask I ask them to tell me about a situation that's happened that might be dominating their thoughts. And we talk about that a little bit. And then we go to the table and we ask for a little insight about what our heart might be telling us about this situation. They beautifully blend together.
Yes. Indeed they do. As I've heard you say before, they are perfect companions. And I would add that the Feel Better Challenge is in divine alignment with both cranial sacral and the connection practice as well. I think they are the three in one. You know, they have the same intention with different methodologies, as it were, and different ways of arriving at some of the same outcomes and more. All of these, all of these modalities give us more than we can even imagine sometimes.
I just wanted to say that in listening to your past episodes, what you're doing so beautifully is that you're giving us as listeners options. And we could sit back and hear these and say, that resonates with me more than maybe something I had been doing. So it's really just, it's almost like a banquet of options that you're giving listeners.
Oh,
really beautiful.
Yes. Oh, thank you for that. Thank you so much. I love the word banquet of options. And that was exactly my intention. So you really, really have read my mind and my heart. incoherence, if you will, because it is about giving options, you know, because the same thing doesn't necessarily always work for every individual. And so we like to share, as they used to say, alternatives, and perhaps something where you will connect with something that we say, with an exercise that we do. And listeners, feel free to even reach out to us at our websites, et cetera, that you will hear more about later if you need more information. Or listen to it again. I think if you listen to the webinar, that's why it's archived, you can get something different each time, and it will continue to teach you and assist you on your way. And, you know, my experience as a craniosacral therapist and also as a polarity therapist have been much like yours in terms of being very connected to the heart. And as you know, we are taught to listen deeply in craniosacral, and I too do the deep listening and the feel better challenge to listen to our inner wisdom. That's what we're seeking, our inner wisdom, and the innate intelligence, and that's intelligence with a capital I, right? It's the biggie. That's the divine intelligence that can heal our bodies and minds and change our lives for the better in miraculous ways. And we listen in so many ways. And that's another point that I think many are not familiar with. You know, in our therapeutic engagement, we listen in many ways as practitioners, but we also do this in our daily lives. For example, we listen with our hands all the time when we are touching. I say we all have healing hands, which I've talked about in an earlier webinar. And in the practice of energy medicine, it's called palpation, is how we use our hands to listen. We listen with our bodies. When we become centered and grounded and access a neutral presence, as we call it in craniosacral, a therapeutic presence. And we listen with our whole self at some level because we become present and quiet and still and empty out anything that might preclude the kind of connection that is divinely ordered. We listen with our hearts from a place of lovingness. And this was perhaps the greatest lesson for me in all of my energy medicine studies, was that when you listen to yourself and when you listen to someone else with whom you engage, you must be in a place of lovingness, must be the central feeling that is being tapped into. So essentially, we also listen with our whole being. And then we listen to the expression of the breath of life. The breath of life, which has energy that vibrates at many levels, and something marvelous happens. That's how healing happens. It is one of the things I enjoy most about being a practitioner of the healing arts. And yet, I still marvel day in and day out at the power of this work. The connection practice embodies the same kind of listening, deep listening, and the Feel Better Challenge does, and craniosacral does, and polarity does. And so we are in perfect divine alignment, I suggest, today as we talk about listening to the heart. And I am delighted to share this good news. Alexa, Ellen, we have some good news about how you can feel better and all these ideas and resources and tools and experiences of wellness and love and building health and healthy lifestyles and greater balance and harmony in the world. And take a nice deep breath, everybody. Just take a nice deep breath and breathe all of that in, right? That's what we're going to do, breathe it in. So moving right along here, we want to now talk about some of the content, some of the background of the concepts. We've spoken about listening and now a bit about some things we've learned about the heart in modern times. And, you know, most of us understand that the heart is the size of a fist, right, a ball of a fist, that's what the text tells us, and that it's a circulation pump that keeps our oxygen and our blood moving in and out and, you know, with the right consistency and proportions, et cetera. That is the most powerful organ in the body. And it is the center of our joy. That's how some of us recognize the heart, the center of our peace. And it is the center of our connection to everything, essentially. In the last webinar, we learned that the heart is integral to the law of attraction that we talked about, which centers our desires and dreams and goals and therefore our forward progress. whatever we do, listeners, whatever we do or pursue, our heart must be in it, all right? Our heart must be in it. We've heard that many times before. It's still true, and that's a lot. You know,
right.
It's a lot for our heart to be into everything that's important to us and for us to lead with the heart and understand that the heart is where love lives, and where love lives is where we want to reference our movements on a daily basis, our intentions, our thoughts, our dreams, our desires. And so in this vein, I've been intrigued and fascinated by the work of Greg Braden. I'm a great student of self-help books and quantum physics, as it were. That I can understand, lady and listener. And, you know, what I've noticed as a pattern in the 200 or so books I've read in the last 15 years or so is that we are moving from what was thought of as the brain age to the heart age in the 21st century. And some thoughts that come from the literature are that, first of all, the magnetic fields of the heart are now documented, now being documented. So we know that the heart is a big electromagnetic field, right, pulsating in another, in a whole larger field, the divine matrix of magnetic. Modern science shows that the human heart creates the single most powerful electrical field in the human body, which is 60 to 100 times more powerful than the human brain. So the heart is the power broker. The magnetic field of the heart is 5,000 times more powerful. And the world itself, as I said a minute ago, is made up of interacting magnetic fields. Alexis, Ellen, and I are interacting magnetic fields. So the human heart is just so powerful, and we need to learn more about how we can access that power. Another interesting point I think Greg Braden makes is that the heart, which leads us to some of the information that we're going to learn today, is that the heart has no ego or judgment. Judgment comes from the mind, okay? From the, what did we say in the last webinar, mind is a terrible thing to waste and a thought is a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah.
Well, I would say a feeling is a terrible thing to waste. And Greg Braden tells us that we should not be judging our feelings. We should be learning from our feelings, and we should always ask the question, what is my feeling telling me? We need to acknowledge our feelings, whether they're positive or negative. They're only bad. Feelings are only bad when they're unresolved. Feelings should invite curiosity instead of judgment. And so we're talking about feelings today with the connection practice. And this is why we in the Feel Better Challenge share something you can feel as the centering principle, because we know what we feel matters. In this episode, we further explore our feeling self as we experience our alignment with the connection practice. Yes, I'm loving this. And
wow.
So speaking about, yes, right? That's
I'm playing back in my mind, Paula. I was going to ask you to repeat it, and maybe I will do so. You said feelings should invite curiosity instead of judgment.
Excellent. Go to the head of the class. You're right there at the top.
Yes, I love
that's
that.
Exactly what I said. Yes, curiosity. It should engage us in a process, much like what Ellen is going to share with us of why am I feeling this? You know, this doesn't have to necessarily mean something is negative, because we know what negativity does, and we're trying to use all that we have, all the ways we express ourselves in our bodies and our minds to heal ourselves and to feel better, right? And to walk through life with more confidence, more clarity, and less aggression and violence and all these things that are stirring up the world and making it a difficult place to live. So as it regards our alignment, the Feel Better Challenge with the connection practice, it is essentially, the connection practice is essentially about listening to the heart, as is this episode of the webinar, in a state of coherence. And we're going to learn so much more about that. I love that word. With the brain, heart coherence with the brain, that acknowledges feeling, expresses needs, and employs appreciation and breathing. You know, we always have to have some breathing in the Feel Better Challenge. As pathways to empathy and insight. These are the key words that you will hear about today. And these key words produce amazing results when they're put into action without performance, without decision-making, and without human relations. It's a very broad-based practice. So much to learn. And that's just the nutshell version. But, Ellen, I tried to get all the keywords from the connection practice in one sentence so I could prompt you to talk about the major ideas and concepts. For example, I read in the book Completely Connected as while preparing for it. It's a wonderful book that I highly recommended, the text for the connection practice, that empathy is the great connector. So tell us, please, how it is that empathy is the great connector.
Yeah, so I also highly recommend the book Completely Connected. It was written by the founder of the connection practice, Rita Marie Johnson, and you can get it on Amazon. So empathy is the great connector because in empathizing with ourselves, which is a beautiful thing to do that I think we need to spend more time in that place, and also empathizing with others, we are really tapping into human beings' universal needs. So the connection practice is born out of two practices that exist separately. There's an organization called the Heart Math, and from that we learn about the wisdom of the heart, and that's when we do the quick coherence. And also from nonviolent communication, we learn about tools and vocabulary around our feelings and our needs. So when we talk about, when we talk about empathizing with another human being, we're really talking about getting down to the level of human needs that we all have. Now, we have them in different ratios. I might have more of a need for emotional safety, and you might have more of a need for community, but we all have them. We can all relate to them. And in empathy, if I can say to you, Paula, I'm imagining that you might be feeling, you might be feeling great joy because in this program, you are able to contribute to the greater good of those who listen. That is my attempt to really empathize with where you are and what your what needs might actually be met. So empathy can be both looking at someone's needs that are met or that we perceive as unmet. But it really is a great connector because when we get down to the level of needs, we all understand them. We understand what respect feels like. We also understand what the experience of not having respect feels like. That's a level we can, from that place, we can connect with other people easily.
Thank you. Thank you for that inspiring information. I don't think we realize how important empathy is. Feelings or information. That was big for me when I read it in the book. Feelings or information. You know, it's back to what I was saying ago about non-judgment. How is it that feelings, what kind of information, what does Rita Marie Johnson mean when she says feelings or information?
Well, they're neither good nor bad. They're information.
Okay.
And if I could just back up a little bit and tell you that when you were talking about the magnetic fields of the heart, in HeartMath, we learn that there's actually a field that exists outside of ourselves that goes at least 3 feet around us. And whatever we are putting out emotionally from our hearts, other people are being influenced by. You know that feeling, Paula, of walking in a room and going, wow, I just got hit with this great energy. Or I feel very welcome, or sometimes the opposite. Like, whoa, just what is in here? This doesn't feel good.
Yes, I know all of those.
Yeah, we have this powerful field around us. So in learning these life skills for the connection practice, I like to think of it as a a path that we're on, and we start with a story. We all have these stories that we tell ourselves, and sometimes we hold them very tightly to us. We don't want to let go of our story. It could be what someone said to us, or a look somebody gave us, or maybe it's a story about that we're really hurting ourselves with, about I'm not good at this, or I'm not lovable, or people always abandon me. You know, it's all these stories that we tell ourselves, and sometimes we get stuck there. The next step in the connection practice, after we ask somebody, do you have a little something that still feels alive for you? And they might say, I was with my granddaughter, and she was rude to the waitress in the restaurant, and I was angry at a little child. And then we might say, well, how does that feel? I imagine you might feel embarrassed. You might feel maybe even just disappointed, something subtle and disappointed, or sad that this child didn't experience a positive interaction with that person. And that's where a lot of us stay. We stay between the story and the feeling, and we tell our friends about the story and the feeling, and they want to know more about the story and the feeling. But then in the connection practice, we take it deeper and we say, where are those feelings leading us to understand more about ourselves and other people? What are their basic human and beautiful needs that are being expressed through those feelings?
That's awesome.
So if we go back to the example of the grandmother, this was somebody that actually was in the class who had been with her little granddaughter and just didn't know what to do with the situation where her granddaughter had been rude. In the class, we actually, strangers did this. They went around and they guessed what her unmet needs might have been around that. And it's just a guess. It doesn't matter if we really get it wrong or not. When we're trying to connect with another person, the primary important thing to remember is the intention to connect is stronger than whether we get the words right or not. So I might have guessed for this grandmother that she had a need for peace that day. Or I might wonder if she had a need for a real connection with her granddaughter that just wasn't met. And Paula, I can tell you, when we got to that need of connection that she didn't feel was met, she welled up with tears because in that instant, she knew that she had been heard, that her story really mattered, and it was a very moving moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very powerful. Thank you for that. You know, illuminating example. I love that story because it really, really does give us a full play, if you will, of how this unfolds. You know, how you observe the experience, how you come up with the feelings and the needs, and then how it becomes a catharsis for someone who then realizes that there was an unmet need and then can help to heal that need.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for that story. It's so very powerful. So I think with that story, it answers a lot of the questions. I do have many, but I think it's time now to move on to the exercises that we want to share. And so I'm going to do that. And if we have time at the end, we can answer another question or two. Or, listeners, there's always the book, Completely Connected, by Rita Marie Johnson. So let's get started with the preparation for the exercise. And so I'm going to ask each of us to get comfortable in your sacred space. Relax your back, your arms and shoulders. Remember, you are commander-in-chief of your whole self. Settle your feet. Take a sip of water if you have not already. Water is a great conductor of energy. Give yourself permission to engage the experience of the exercises. Get a notepad and pen if you desire to write anything down. Go of any fear, and let's go into our listening pool of inner vision opportunities, adventures, discovery, with self-regulation and self-empowerment. And with every episode, we start with a little pretest or baseline And we start by taking our healing hands and rubbing them together to get them activated and get in touch and to bless our hands for always helping us to do all the marvelous things we do in this world. And take your right hand and put it on your lower rib cage right at the end of your lungs, and your left hand and put it on your upper chest. And just take a few moments to listen and scan your breathing, your natural breathing, that is. Your inhale and your exhale. And just notice what's there, whether it's deep or shallow, anxious or soft, whatever the quality is, just bless it and notice. And that's it for the scan. Now you have an idea of what your breath is doing naturally in this moment. And now we're going to shift to a body scan. And we'll go through, I'll guide you through that briefly, actually. And so I want you to take your attention, please, to your feet and just notice. And what you're looking for is, to, first of all, to just notice and bless, but secondarily, to observe anything that might be calling out to you in your bodies that might be addressed in these exercises or sometime later. This is where you're finding information. So start with your feet, move up to your ankles, then move to your calves of your legs, up to your knees, up to your thighs, your buttocks, you can close your eyes if you like, your low back. Move to the center of your back, to your spine, and move up through each vertebrae, up to the top of your back, out through your shoulders, down through your arms and elbows and forearms and wrists and hands and fingers. Come back up your arms to your neck, and to your head. Come around to your face and just notice whatever is there and bless whatever is there. Just bless. As we say, bless be. And now a mind scan to see what you're thinking, just to observe your thoughts. Take a moment. Perhaps you want to take a nice deep breath and just notice, what are you thinking? Are you thinking, oh, okay, here's the crazy lady again who wrote the crazy book? No, hopefully that's not what you're thinking. But maybe you're thinking about taxes or the weather and the Easter holidays or some stressful event. Or maybe you're thinking joyful thoughts just from listening to us talk about feeling better. Just notice and bless whatever is there. And now visualize an imaginary prayer circle of all of us, listeners, Alexis and Ellen and myself, holding hands as we say our prayer mantra, starting with, we give thanks, we give thanks, we give thanks. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed. Now we're ready. Did you hear that, listeners? Did you hear? Does it sound like a beat of a heart to you? Sound like a beat of a heart to me? And that's where we're going. We're going straight to the heartbeat as we start out exercise one. Lifting with healing hands over the heart. Our intention is to observe and notice what is already there, which is part of what we do in the Feel Better Challenge always, and to bless what's there. Our attention will actually be in several places with this exercise, starting with the heartbeat, as we were just listening to, and then we'll listen to our emotions and feelings and our spiritual energy. And what we are to be aware of with the heartbeat is just the movement and the rhythm and what you can notice when we move to the emotional heart, the feelings that arise, and the spiritual heart, a sense of connection. So as always, we lead with the breath in the Feel Better Challenge. So let's begin. Again, relax your shoulders, arms, your back, the whole being. Smile and take a nice deep breath. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Take another nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. and take yet another nice deep breath. Then shift your attention to your feet and ground your feet and connect to the earth, to the support of Mother Earth, to the ground of the floor underneath your feet, to the ground of your being. Perhaps you want to notice your whole body settling towards the earth, your lower body even strengthening that connection. Gently does it, though. This is a gentle settling to the earth, to your feet. And then place your hands over your heart, right over left. Gently, once again, with relaxed shoulders and arms, and with a very light touch. And take three deep breaths into your wonderful heart. Inhale. And exhale. Into your heart. Inhale. And exhale into your heart. One more. Inhale. And exhale into your heart. And we're going to start by listening to your physical heart, just like we started out with a heartbeat. There's a heartbeat in your physical heart, a rhythm. And I'm inviting you to listen to that rhythm with your hands, with your being, in any way that works for you. And listen without judgment or criticism. Listen with reverence, with gratitude, that your beating heart is communicating with you through your hands and through your being and through your intention and attention and awareness. Notice and bless your heartbeat rhythm. Is it fast? Is it slow? Is it calm or anxious? Whatever is there, just notice and bless. Blessing makes things better. Now shift your attention to your emotional heart. And when we're listening to our emotional heart, we're listening again without judgment and criticism to what and how you may be feeling right now. How are you feeling right now? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you confused? Are you a little tired maybe? How do you feel? What is your emotional heart showing? Whatever is there, bless. Your feeling heart, bless. Your emotional heart with reverence and gratitude. Take a breath, a nice deep breath, into your emotional heart. And then shift your attention once more to your spiritual heart and listen to your spiritual heart. Perhaps you may not be familiar, but I would suggest that there is a layer of our heart that we call the spiritual heart. We also want to listen there without judgment or criticism, with reverence and gratitude for our spiritual heart, which I call our divine heart. The heart of God that dwells within us, the breath of life that sustains us, the Holy Spirit for those who are connected to the Holy Spirit, and other spiritual energies that support us. Perhaps you have a still heart in your spiritual heart. Perhaps you feel a sense of stillness, a sense of calm, a sense of presence in your spiritual heart. The question is, do you feel a sense of connection to divinity or source? Do you feel a sense of connection? Take a moment to tune in to a sense of connection to something greater than yourself in your spiritual heart. Perhaps you will feel an expansion in the energy field around your heart as you tune in to the energy of the breath of life, to the energy of source, to the energy that's greater than any energy we know or perhaps will ever know. Feel the energy of your divine heart, your spiritual heart, your connection to God. And the mantra for the heart His love lives here. Say it with me. Love lives here. Love lives here.
Lives here.
Love lives here.
Lives here.
Breathe deep. Mm-hmm. That's it. Breathe deeply into your divine heart, your spiritual heart. And just by way of comparison, as you sit with that for a minute and just be with that and the peace that that brings, move back up now to your emotional heart for a moment and just see what you're feeling now that you've gone through the whole series of intentions. And what do you feel? And then go up to your heartbeat and notice what your heartbeat is doing. Just notice, is it the same as when we started? Has it shifted in any way? Perhaps even your heartbeat is stilled in some way, and it's just allowing you to be in the moment with grace and be in the moment being held by the breath of life through your heart, your physical heart, your emotional heart, and your spiritual heart. Take a nice deep breath. Take a nice deep breath. Take a nice deep breath. Feel the blessing of your heart. So, listeners, Alexis Ellen, that's the exercise one. And always remember to take a wellness break every day and listen to your heart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My heart feels real nice and groovy. I hope yours does too. And now we're going to ask Ellen to do the second exercise of this webinar episode called Heart Math Quick Coherence. Ellen. Share.
So in my example with the grandmother, we did the first part of the connection practice, which is where we have a story and then we examine feelings and needs. The second part of the connection practice comes from heart math, where we do a quick coherence and we ask for guidance from our heart. So I'd like to lead all of you in a quick coherence. And what you'll need for this, yes, there's a little work here for you. HeartMath has found that the heart sends 70% more information to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. And so, the way to enhance this wonderful center that the heart has, they have found with scientific evidence, is to go to a place of appreciation. In appreciation, we have a stronger connection between the heart and the brain. And in that place of appreciation, we make better decisions, our thoughts are clearer, we have less confusion. It's just a magnificent place to reside. So I'd like each of you to think of something that will give you a feeling of appreciation. And we're going to use this in the exercise. It is the feeling of appreciation we're looking for here. And if the doorway to that feeling is a sunset that you remember seeing, or maybe petting an animal in your home, those are good things to lead us to that feeling of appreciation. So I'm just going to pause for a second while you come up with something that will help you have a feeling of appreciation. And I'd say that, you know, it could be a pet or something in nature. It could also be a moment when you have felt touched by the divine. Okay. All right. So with that feeling ready to go, I'm going to walk you through three steps of HeartMath's quick coherence. And if you're comfortable putting your hand on your heart area, it's not that we do it as a like we do the Pledge of Allegiance type thing. the reason that we put our hand here is a reminder of where our attention is focused. Our attention is focused on the area of the heart. And if you're comfortable closing your eyes, it doesn't have to be done with your eyes closed. I do it all day long. I probably do a quick coherence probably 20 to 30 times a day with my eyes wide open. But just as a way of learning it, you might want to practice with your eyes closed. Okay, here we go. So I'd like you to bring your attention to the space around your heart for heart focus. And now imagine that you could breathe in and out of your heart. Each breath, very natural, but going a little deeper and a little slower. Just pretending that you can breathe in and out of your heart for heart breathing. And now I'd like you to bring into that heart space that feeling of appreciation we talked about for whatever is easy. And I'm going to stop talking for a little bit and let you just feel that appreciation, really savor that appreciation. Let it put a smile right on your face and even on your heart. Did you feel that, Paula? Did you feel that appreciation?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I love feeling the appreciation. You know, in my work, I call it the happy place.
Yeah.
The same intention. We talked about that in the visualization episode, that there's a place that can bring you joy or happiness, and then you take the feeling associated with that into your body, in this case, into your heart. I love this. It is just so powerful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And if we were doing the full connection practice from that place of appreciation after we had spent some time there, we would then ask, what do I need to know or see about any situation that might arise in your life? So that's just a little extra information for some time if you're practicing.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for that quick coherent heartbreak.
My great pleasure. I love doing it myself. So thank you for the chance to do it with you.
Yes. Yes, thank you. And, you know, it's really crisp and well thought out. And, you know, it doesn't take, you know, minutes and minutes. You can do it rather quickly. So I love
it. You can do
it
in under
wonderful.
A minute.
Yeah, that's what's beautiful about it. So it really is a useful thing to do throughout the day. And so I invite the listeners to go online and learn more about the connection practice in its full scope and how it can help you to make better decisions and live a more peaceful life and even have better relationships with your significant others. So I think we're coming to the end of today's episode. Alexis, are you in appreciation and coherence up there?
Thankful to you too. Yes, actually, I'm feeling very much at peace and in a mode of appreciation. Thank you both.
Yes. Good.
It's great to spend time with both of you.
Yes, this has been an amazing experience. I could just play this one over and over again myself. The concepts are so empowering. You know, at some level, they seem a bit simplistic. At the end of the day, they're much deeper than you think. So, listeners, I invite you to dig deeper into this information, to dig deeper into your heart of appreciation, to pay attention to your physical heart so that you're more familiar, your emotional heart, your spiritual heart, and with reverence and gratitude. This is about loving ourselves. This is about feeling better. So I hope in some way, Ellen and Alexis and I aided you to feel better. Alexis, take us out. What's on tap for the next? Oh, when is your next class, Ellen? We forgot to ask so we can get the rest of it.
Almost
I have a couple coming up. I have one in Silver Spring that's May 6th and 7th. This is both of these dates are in 2016. And there's one at Unity of Gaithersburg, July 30th and 31st. And I have a website where I keep current all the classes that might be added. And it's EllenSenikowski.com. And if I could spell that, it's S like Sam, Y-N-A-K-O-W, S again like Sam, K-I, EllenSenikowski.com.
Okay, listeners, I hope you got that and that you will reach out to Ellen and learn more and join her workshops. And I'll keep you posted as well and reminded of when the connection practice will next be available so that you can listen to your heart. Alexis.
Very nice. Thank you both very much. So we are coming to the end, as you mentioned, Paula. We actually are running just a few minutes over time, but
right.
I don't want to rush through, you know, my statement, restatement of appreciation for both of you, Paula. As always, you know, you have not only delivered, but you have left us with what I receive as a very warming challenge of continued mindfulness. You know, frankly, it takes me back to one of the challenge questions from our previous webinar, that being, what are we letting go of? And you know, what are we willing to let go and let God, if you will, as we listen to our heart and while we were on the journey to feel better? Letting go ties in, of course, to the current Lenten season and, you know, the fact that many of us are letting a thing or, you know, some
yes.
other aspect, something go for a period of time. And then it connects us to what will be our closing episode of the Feel Better Challenge, which will focus on shaking it off by way of something new but intriguing called the Fire Dance. So,
yes.
you know, that's something I am definitely looking forward to. And, you know, although approaching the final, I have to admit it's bittersweet. I'm excited about the breakthroughs, yeah, that are in progress. Lord knows I feel them. And, you know, from the responses that we've gotten from those who have been listening, others are experiencing breakthroughs as well. And certainly there are more to come as we bring this to a close. But my public disclosure to you is that I am mind and body and breath scanning right now, looking for a way to keep you engaged with you and our audience. So my request, Paula, is that you don't plan your vacation too soon, okay? I think we may need you to hang around. Those who would like to, well, we ask you all to please save the date of April 28th. That will be the next broadcast date for the Feel Better Challenge, again, with a focus on shaking it off as we bring the series to a close. And Ellen, on my behalf and, you know, on behalf of the entire Impacting You audience, you know, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. No pun intended, but it has been a real pleasure to have you here. And that really is the most sincere expression. It just, we appreciate the
yes.
time. The connection practice and the quick coherence exercise were very intriguing. I know you were only able to give us an introduction, but I think the value speaks for itself, and I encourage listeners to follow up with you. Thank you for giving your website, and I'm sure there's an email option available on your website as well, or did you want to give an email address while we're on the air?
Sure. It's also Ellen Senikowski, and it's at me.com.
Fantastic. All right, well, we'll all be looking forward to that. And, you know, you can follow up with Miss Paula at any time as well. Her website is paulapotts.com. And I believe, Paula, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Blog Talk Radio Feel Better Challenge exercises will be available as archives directly from your website very soon. Is that right?
Yes, we were working on that right now so that
okay.
you'll be able to go to paulapotts.com and there will be a section where all the episodes will be accessible by link, yes. So we're going to set
Wonderful.
That up real soon, and we'll keep you posted. Thank you for mentioning that.
Sure. I want to provide direct access to this healing. That's awesome. And in the meantime, Facebook is a great place to catch up with Paula and to stay in touch. You can find her professional page at Just Paula, so facebook.com/JustPaula. And I think she does a little tweeting as well. Paula, what is your Twitter handle?
Paula Potts, D.C.
Paula Potts, D.C.
Paula Potts, D.C.
All right, so
yes.
There you go. So there are your easiest access points for catching up with Miss Paula in between now and the next episode. But please save the date. We will be sending out information. Make sure that you register to stay in touch as we move toward the final broadcast, because there will be additional follow-up, I'm sure, of that family. So without further ado, I thank you all for listening. I thank you, Paula and Ellen, again, for being online with us today. And I encourage all of you to go out and listen to your hearts as you find ways to be advocates for yourselves, your families, and your communities every day. Thank you. Peace, family.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
It's something you can feel with Miss Paula
on Blog Talk Radio, impacting you.